I think Argo is one of the better films of the year. It's very, very interesting, and at times it's very, very tense. Very well made, very plausible, and then the shock that it's actually based on a true story.
Actions of Iran have shocked the civilized world.
Which actually shows, as everybody says, fact can be stranger than fiction.
Yes, tell us about it.
Well, it's about the, I was going to say we all remember, but actually it's over 30 years ago now, the hostages at the American embassy in Tehran.
Everything.
Our embassy has been seized and more than 60 American citizens continue to be held as hostages.
If we're going to go, then we need to go now.
So just after the Iranian Revolution and the return of Ayatollah Khomeini to Iran, there was a riot in Tehran, protests, an attack on the American embassy. In fact, they were all taken hostages except for six people who were able to get out undetected by the crowds from the embassy, and they took refuge with the Canadian ambassador. And the American State Department, of course, then tried to get them out.
What happened?
Six of the hostages went out a back exit.
Where are they? The Canadian ambassador's house.
We've got Revolutionary Guards going door to door. These people die. They die badly.
White House?
Who wants the six of them out?
Part of the interest is that this story was not made public until 1997. And it's now been made into a film based on a memoir by the agent who actually constructed the blueprint story for them to get out of Iran. And while we know that they get out, the film is still suspenseful enough of all the details of how they get out and getting to the airport, difficulties at the airport, the rather shrewd use of film equipment, and all the time in the background, the American government trying to decide whether the plan would work or not.
Funny man. What are we watching?
I got an idea.
They're a Canadian film crew for a science fiction movie.
I fly into Tehran. We all fly out together as a film crew.
Trying to stop it.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir. By far.
President Carter then endorsing it. So it's got all the ingredients, plus that amazing true story.
So amazing. I was astounded. I didn't know the story, and I couldn't believe it was a true story. It's so far-fetched, if you want. They invent a fake movie, right, to get the people out.
They do, yes. And the scenario then becomes they're all in Iran scouting out desert locations.
You need a script?
Argo. Science, fantasy, adventure.
Moonscape, Mars, desert.
They need an exotic location to shoot.
You need a producer.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
And the agent has been able to get them Canadian documents, get them identities for the what they can contribute to the making of the film while they're there in Iran. And he gets the help of a producer and an art director. And John Goodman and Alan Arkin play those two roles very, very well with some cynical remarks about Hollywood. I think John Goodman says, so you want to come to Hollywood to make a fake movie and be well known, you've come to the right place.
I need you to help me make a fake movie.
So you want to come to Hollywood and act like a big shot without actually doing anything?
Yeah.
You'll fit right
so
in.
They actually help with, they have a reading of the screenplay, they have a cast. It's all prepared so that any Iranian official examining it, the whole plan would be plausible. And in fact, it's carried out successfully.
You have 72 hours to get them out.
They're getting a visitor.
You gotten people out this way before?
No.
You also say in your review that the interest also lies in the fact that it does reveal or shine a light on current attitudes to Iran and its nuclear program, as well as its religious administration of the country. It's interesting also because it does film that very particular moment in Iranian history.
If
If they stay here, they will be taken. Probably not alive.
We're responsible for these people. I'm responsible.
Yes, it's just after the revolution, which they celebrate on February the 11th each year. That was in 1979. But the prologue to the film actually gives us a history of the relationship between Britain and the United States to Iran during the 20th century, the imposition of the Shah when a more democratically elected administration was in power, the reign of the Shah, which I suppose was extravagant and corrupt in many ways, to say the least, and then the takeover. And of course, we're still living in the heritage of the revolution. Iran always calls itself the Islamic Republic of Iran and is very strong on values. The ironic thing in that context is that OCIC, our Catholic film organization that was, and CIGNIS, the present one, I think of all the countries that have won films, even up to the present, promoting and dramatizing human values, Iran would be way out in front. They make marvelous films. So you've got this whole complex history, and yet a country that can produce such wonderful films, and then, of course, the whole dilemma with Iran, the nuclear ambitions, whatever they are, relationship with the United States, which I suppose with the election of President Obama again will move to another step. So there's that kind of background as well.
One last thing, Peter, why is it called Argo?
That was the name of the film. There was a science fiction fantasy in the Star Wars vein, and so that made it plausible as well.
Okay.
I would like to say it's co-written, directed by Ben Affleck, who also directed, and he's directed three films now, all of which have been excellent. He's done Gone Baby Gone from a Dennis Lehane novel, then he did The Crime Thrill of the Town, and now he's done this espionage and action film. So people used to wipe him off a bit as an actor, just a very ordinary actor, sometimes wooden, but he certainly achieved a lot with his three films and with Argo.
You really believe your little story is going to make a difference when there's a gun to our heads?
I think my little story is the only thing between you and a gun to your head.